This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's Honesty Day today, so we have to be honest with everyone. You look fantastic today. I can't see you, so I'm not lying. This works out. This is today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Friday, April 30th, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Yeah, it's the last show and the last day of April. Yeah, we're done with that month. It's not coming back until next year. Hopefully next year, you know, it's a little bit better. The whole COVID situation is hopefully cleared up and things are better and everywhere. I was going to say in India and Brazil, but really everywhere. Hopefully everything is much better next year. Next year also, hopefully we're able to gather together and celebrate International Jazz Day, which is today. Yeah, this year we're going to once again have to do this virtually, but here's the cool thing about this. Usually there's shows all over the place for Jazz Day, and I can't get there because they're everywhere. The nice thing about all of this is that they're virtual this year, and I can watch every show if I wanted to, or at least try to. Multiple screens, I guess, would be the answer there. Yeah, jazzday.com is putting together all of these events going on today. And if you like jazz music, like I do, then you're definitely going to head over there and check it out. You're also probably going to want to tune it over to PBS tonight, or set your DVR or just watch it streaming later. But yeah, there's a special on PBS tonight at 9 about jazz, and they've got a concert going on. All the details, as I mentioned, over at jazzday.com. How did I forget that website temporarily there? Brain freeze. Yeah, I got to leave that in because it's Honesty Day. I can't like edit that out and say that I didn't make that little weird mistake there and get a little brain freeze as I went through this. Also, you know, where you might get brain freeze is from that bubble tea stuff. It's weird. Like it's cold and it's got those little weird tapioca balls in it that are chewy. I'm not a fan. I've got to be honest. Cause you know, it's Honesty Day. I don't like this stuff, but it's there. People love it. There's even been shortages because people are like all in on this. It started back in the 80s in Taiwan. So today, if you had never tried it, check it out since it's National Bubble Tea Day. They also call it boba and pearl milk tea. National Raisin Day as well. And I've got to be honest about that. When I think of raisins, I think of the California raisins. And it's not because I'm in California. It's because they were everywhere back in the day there. And guess what? They're still around, and they have a website, and it's one of those cheese ball websites, you know, like it's totally 90s. It looks like it did back then, I assume, and it's got Flash and all the weird stuff that you're not supposed to have on websites anymore, but you could go check it out and learn more a little about the California Raisins. Just go to californiaraisins.com and check that out. Yeah, they were a band, and they were mascots, and they were raisins. It was awesome. It's also National Hairball Awareness Day. And my cat's got to be honest. Honestly, coughing up some hairballs the other day. It was the first time I've seen my cat cough up some hairballs. It's an awful experience to not only hear that weird sound coming from your cat, but also to have to pick those up afterwards. It's nasty. It's just gross. But yeah, I guess I'm not having to cough them up, so at least I don't have to experience that. That's why I stopped giving my cat the tongue bath. I just let him do the tongue bath. It's a gross joke. I don't know why I said it. All right. Seriously, though, hairballs, you know, they can have some sort of underlying medical condition such as an inflammatory bowel disease or even cancer. You can learn more about that at ASPCA.com. I would go directly there and not do a search for hairballs because you're going to get some gross stuff. All right. When we come back, we'll talk about our events for today and what is going on this weekend. Right with confidence. Just head over to the description of the podcast, click on the link for Grammarly, and sign up. Oh, come on. I was talking about gross pictures of hairballs. Get your mind out of the gutter. Let's talk about the events for the weekend. we got a lot of stuff going on this weekend. On Saturday, it is May Day. Yeah. First day of May, it's here. We're already going to be 5 months into the year. Unbelievable. It is just flying by this year. It's also the start of National Pet Week next week. So, you know, a great time to get the hairballs out of your cat and walk your dog, I guess. Tim McGraw turns 54 on Saturday. Julie Benz turns 49. And then on Sunday, it is Free Comic Book Day. And yeah, there's people participating in this, even though, you know, we've got the whole COVID and closures and all that fun stuff. Yes, it's not fun, I know, but I'm trying to make it sound a little bit better. Free Comic Book Day will probably make it a little bit better because you can get free comic books. Who doesn't want that? So check, you know, I guess local comic book stores to see if they're participating in that. It's also National Brothers and Sisters Day, not to be confused with Siblings Day, which was a couple of weeks ago. I remember that because I mentioned my brother and my sister, Randy and Darlene. And I said, hey, guys, how are you? And then I texted them and they laughed because they know I do this podcast and I hear about all the national days. But yeah, it's a National Brother and Sister Day on Sunday. Lily Allen is turning 36. Dwayne The Rock Johnson will be 49 on Sunday. And that is what's going on this weekend. Let's take a look at our events for today. Wow, I timed that really good with the music. Okay, on this day in 1780, I gotta be honest, this day in 1789, speaking of honesty, we gotta talk about George Washington, right? He was honest. Well, I mean, it wasn't Honest Abe, but, you know, George Washington also, you know, was pretty good, the whole honesty thing, we think. I don't know. I wasn't around back in 1789, but I do know on this day, he took the oath of office. Now, he had actually already been in office for several months, but they did the inauguration a little bit later than they normally do, right? They just did it 4 months later. But what are you going to do? They did it at Federal Hall. It was the nation's capital at the time. This is where the first U.S. Congress met. And, you know, they really were trying to figure all this out. They didn't have any inaugural balls that were held that day. Instead, 7 days later, they had a party for the president. On this day in 1803, French, the U.S., Spain was sort of involved in this, but yeah, the French and the U.S. came to a deal. They signed the Louisiana Purchase Treaty on this day in 1803. Now, here's the thing. They actually went in and they said, we're going to give you $10 million for New Orleans. And the French said, take the whole thing. That's the worst French accent ever. Again, being honest, they gave us a ton of space here in the United States, roughly doubling the size of the country at the time. So quite the deal there. You don't see any property deals like that anymore, but you did back then. It actually covers about 15 states now, and it actually dips into Canada even a little bit in this Louisiana purchase. I'm not sure how we lost that. I'm going to have to look into that one. Maybe we should get that back. Hopefully, they'll say sorry. All right, on this day in 1961, Lee Harvey Oswald put on his wedding ring. He married Marina on this day, and he wouldn't take that wedding ring off until November 22nd, 1963, the day of the JFK assassination. He left the wedding ring in a teacup by the bed. That wedding ring is actually on display. It kind of looks into the personal aspects of Lee Harvey Oswald. It's at the Sixth Floor Museum at Dealey Plaza in Dallas. You should definitely go check that place out. It is awesome. It's just such a slice of history in that time. All right, let's take a look at our birthdays for today. Kirsten Dunst is 39. Diana Aragon is 35. Gal Gadot is 36. And Travis Scott is 30. That's your look at April 30th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something on a future episode, just head over to our website and let us know. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. I'm Russ, and I'll talk to you on Monday.